Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
But what dreams are made of is the results of Daniela Zeslansky. She's a student at Red Hill. She's one of the students in the top five who wrote the International Baccalaureate at Red Hill High School and was placed in the top five in the world. Daniela, good morning. Well done to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm good.
So were you hoping for such a spectacular result?
I was. Obviously, everybody always hopes for good marks, but I have to be honest, I didn't suspect it because the rest of my marks and even my prelim marks were not up to the standard. So it was really surprising when I got my report back and I got
incredible. So when do these results come out?
So they released to the students and the teachers on the 2nd of Jan. And then we have the opportunity to apply for remarks for anything that we feel was maybe marked unfairly, or if we were, you know, one mark away from a different boundary, we had the opportunity to apply for remarks anytime before the 28th of Jan. And then I think they will probably be released publicly after the 28th of Jan with all the statistics from international grades.
So, and in terms of writing this, because, so do you do IEB as well as the International Baccalaureate?
No. So in grade 11, we got the opportunity to choose either IEB or IB. Red Hill does offer both.
Right. Oh, so I see. So in other words, at Red Hill, you can now choose which stream to go. You're either going the IEB route or you're going the International Baccalaureate route. Is that understanding it correctly?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
And do the subjects differ?
So because the IB is quite small and because the subject content is very rigorous, they won't have a class for a subject if there's less than, I think, 5 people in the class. So all the subjects are available, but if in Red Hill, let's say only 2 people want to take RT, they won't have it as an option.
Right, because it obviously needs to have a certain threshold. And in terms of the International Baccalaureate?
No, yeah, that's in terms of the International Baccalaureate, because there's only, in my class, in my year, there was only 17 people that took the International Baccalaureate. So you couldn't have a class and it wasn't worthwhile getting a teacher if there was only 2 people that wanted to take a subject.
And what informed your decision to go that route versus the more conventional route?
I really never initially planned to go that route at all because I only moved to Red Hill in grade 10. And so I thought that it would, you know, kind of cut off my communication with the rest of the grade. But I'm definitely a seeker for challenge. So when I heard that it was more challenging and it was in such a different way of thinking, then I knew that I wanted to take the course.
Absolutely incredible. Joseph Gerassi has joined us. He's the executive head at Red Hill School. Joseph, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good and you. How are you, Noah?
I am well, thank you. Or getting well, which is the important thing.
Wishing you all the best.
Thank you very much. So how long has Red Hill been offering the International Baccalaureate?
So what's amazing, specifically in terms of our results, Howard, is that this is only our second cohort. And in terms of this being our second cohort of 18 students, you know, 5 of those students were placed in the top 5-odd% internationally. 2/3 of the group, placed above the world average. So our average was 37 points. The world average is 32 points. And this is only in our second year of the baccalaureate. And what really makes me excited is that it shows the world that in South Africa, we have the students that can compete internationally, and we have the teachers that can get our students to those top levels. And that for me is what's exciting about having a program like an international program. Not only does it allow our students obviously to study certain subjects in much greater depth and to be able to get into some of the top universities in the world, but it shows that South African education is amongst the best in the world.
Yeah, it really does indicate that. I mean, that is really incredible how well, as you say, in the second year, because it must... it's got to be quite different, which means it's probably got a different style, a different focus, a different way of managing the volume of work.
Yeah, well, you know, one of our students from last year was our top performer. She's at State Penn in the U.S., and she contacted me the other day to say that the best thing about the IB is that her first year has been an absolute breeze, because the IB teaches at such a deep level that specifically in sciences and mathematics, they basically teach at a first and second year university level.
Wow.
So the
wow.
kids that then get into these top universities have a pretty easy time in their first and second year. And we've seen, specifically because our results are so good, that next year in grade 10, we also run a pre-IB course. So we allow the kids this time, you know, now to play with both the IEB and the IB before making that final decision. And we have now up to 40, 43 kids that have chosen to do the pre-IB course. So the Radial students are really kind of moving in an international framework and moving in that direction at all times, knowing that, you know, we are grounded in our South Africanness and to show the rest of the world that South Africa is a major contender when it comes to top education.
Where does the IB governed from? Who sets the curriculum?
Right, so the IB was set up, in the 60s in Switzerland. So it's basically their main headquarters at the moment, I think, are in The Hague. And there are a whole lot of different areas. So you have, you know, you have the Asian sector, you have the Middle East and African section, Europe section, you have the Americas. So it's an enormous, enormous body. And the way it was set up in the 60s at a time when obviously the world had gone through a lot of, stress. And it was an attempt to get children, young people all over the world to be more internationally minded and to be able to also be more empathetic to one another, to understand world problems, to understand different cultures. So there's a big drive within the IB to actually, you know, be an all-rounder and to be internationally minded in an attempt to bring people together in terms of understanding and so that we could make our world a better place.
And is this popular in South Africa? I mean, besides yourselves, are there a lot of schools that are doing this?
So unfortunately not. That's why we have to run a huge teacher training program at our school, because we have to train our teachers. At the moment, it's only the international. There's a small international school in South Bay. The American school runs it, the dual curriculum together with the American curriculum, and then we're the only other school that offers, the DP, the IB DP as a school leaving certificate.
Joseph, before I go back to Daniela, just a final question for you. Are you allowed to tell us how Red Hill did in the IEB when those results come out next week or are released next week?
So it's still embargoed, but all I can say is, as usual, you know, Red Hill will come out flying high.
All right. I know that there is, what do we call it, where we're not allowed to actually talk about this until next week. Well, we certainly don't have the information. I'm sure the schools do by now, but all the best to you for next week. Daniela,
thank you.
Well done to you. What's the plans for next year?
So this year I'm actually taking a gap year, but next year I have applied to some UK universities, so I hope that I will get in. I plan on studying law and criminology, so that's really exciting. Otherwise, I'll probably land up at FITS or UCT.
All right, and just I have no doubt that whatever you do, you'll be a tremendous success, and I wish you all of the best. Well done to you.